The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
So here we are. It's a Monday, which means we've got Dame Shirley in. And she's celebrating her birthday, and I kept my, you know, my promise. I was going to be nice to you for
you
the whole morning.
You have been,
but you're fair game now.
I know,
between
it's
12 now and
o'clock,
isn't it? We've got special guests with us. We've got Mark. Mark, what's your last name, Mark?
Thomas.
Mark Thomas. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, you were calling him Thompson earlier.
I was thinking about Jenny. I've forgotten again. You know.
We'll let you off. It's your birthday. We'll let you off.
Now, Mark, you play in a band. It's with two young ladies.
Yeah, Jukebox Jazz. Yeah.
And they were at Postfest 2 years ago, and they were just two girls, and I think their father. And you've joined the band, and you've been with them ever since.
Yeah.
And we saw you at Postfest last year with them, and it sounds you've got a brilliant sound there, and it's a unique sound as well, isn't it?
Cheers. Yeah, it's a bit unusual. Yeah. Not many people play the banjo-lele and then add a trombone and tuba to it.
It sounded like Tom Jones. Anyway, it's not unusual.
No, don't do any A's.
Look, we've just got to let Brandon come in. So just wave him in. Brandon's made you a cup of tea.
He has. But
this is the first. He's made you a cup of tea, Dame Shirley, on your birthday.
He hasn't made you one.
Yeah, no, because it's her birthday, yeah.
I wouldn't trust him to make mine.
He's got the ump
with me, so, I mean, there's no chance of...
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you very much.
Well, we'll tell you.
Well, we'll
later
be the judge of that, all right?
Tea bag in there, Dame.
Don't overplay your part now. Go on. All right, so Mark's in, and we've got you. You've got what is it you're holding there?
A banjo-lele. Yeah.
So hang on, what's a banjo-lele? It's not a banjo. It's a cross between a banjo, a ukulele, and a banjo.
Yep.
So what's the difference in?
Oh, it's just tuned to a ukulele, but it's it just sounds like looks like a little banjo. It's basically a concept.
Okay. Can you do a special rendition of Happy Birthday for Dame Shirley? Or?
Oh, wait, let's see what we do. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday. What's she doing? Over the place.
Oh, that was lovely. This is me spilling me tea.
You've made a mess.
No, I'll clear it up.
All right. Okay. Have you spilled some milk?
No.
Oh, that's going to smell horrible, isn't
it? No, it's not milk.
What have you done? Sugar?
I just took my tea bag out of the tea. And
you made a mess?
Yeah, so I'm clearing it.
Made a mess.
I'm going to clear it up now.
Oh, I don't know. Sing her happy birthday. She just goes to pieces. How great was that?
It's all the excitement.
Thank you very much.
Now, what do you do for a living? Do you busk for a living?
Yeah. I'm a self-employed musician, so I just go do gigs. I've got a skiffle band as well, which I put together to play at the festivals, do pub gigs, go busking when I'm not doing anything else, and yeah.
And they were the Happy Skifflers.
Yeah.
And they were at Postfest just gone. And we've just featured them at the weekend on the show Saturday, between Saturday 1 and 3. So you've obviously missed that.
Yeah.
But it will be available to podcast at some point. But and you can listen to yourself. Do you listen back to yourself? Do you record yourself much?
Well, funny, we just had a recording because we played at the Best of All and put both the bands together. And we had Malcolm, one of our friends, come along and he videoed the whole lot for us. And you've got one of his recordings at home, and sitting back is so strange, sitting back and watching your performance, because obviously when you're in it and you're trying to, you know, make it sound, you know, and you're trying to progress yourself, and you just, you know, watch it back and you think, that's weird, that's strange.
Do you feel, I mean, it's a bit like when we play, when the youngsters come in and we play them back what they sound like when they're talking, they freak out.
Yeah.
So I would imagine it's just you've got to get over that thing, that little obstacle. Well, that's what it is, a little. But you say you played at the Best of All.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So how cool was that? I mean, how many people were surrounding?
It was great.
Thousands, hundreds?
Well, I'm sure there was thousands in there. I don't know about thousands around our tent. But yeah, no, it was great. Really enjoyed it, yeah.
So what sort of influence you... Because I mean, obviously the sound you got there is kind of predominantly... I mean, you'd think that you're way too young. I mean, what are you, 18, 19?
Yeah, 18.
So, I mean, you know, the sound you got there is predominantly like a much older sound, but you've obviously got into it. So what drew you to it?
Well, I got my granddad used to have a radio station in... I'm originally from Essex, so yeah, he used to have a radio station called Radio Basildon. He used to play all his jazz records, and now I've inherited his record player. I never met him, but I inherited his record player and his jazz records. And I just put them on, and I got a guitar when I was about 10, and then I got a ukulele, and just from there, then I got the records, and all at once, it just, George Formby was the first, you know, song that I learnt to play, because my mum just said, oh, why do you look up that? So little YouTube search, and then, just went from there.
Now, my current wife is from Basildon.
All right.
I'm getting the lingo. I love that. Have you been? You must have been and visited Basildon.
Yeah.
Because I love the fact they've got that like Basildon sign done in the Hollywood style.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's cracking. You've not seen that, Shirley.
No.
You know, you've got the Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
Basildon have got the Basildon sign done in the same sort
style
as. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Mm. But so do you do like new current stuff in the old style as well?
Some stuff we do with Jukebox Jazz is, you know, for the competition, because we entered the Isle of Wight Radio's Get the Gig, and we got a few curveball songs from that, and we had to change them, so we do a bit of that. We did Call Me Maybe and some other stuff, but it's not stuff that we've chosen. It was some stuff that was given to us, but mainly now I've got so many records with so many different songs on. I'm still waiting to learn. It's just, you know, still taking songs from the old era.
Do you want to do a, let's do it, start off with something you're more comfortable with then. What do you want to do?
Then,
a song?
On, yeah, I'll do a song. Yeah,
go on then.
All right, Shimmy Like My Sister Kate.
Do we have to pay?
It could be a race.
He's opened his case on the floor.
I've got a cup of tea.
Is that where you chuck your tea bag?
Well, she shakes like cheddar going on her plane. Heard somebody ask her mama last night. She said, why don't the boys treat that kid so nice? I know the boys in the neighborhood. Well, she knew she could shimmy and it's understood. I may believe we'll be up today when we shimmy like a sister kid. Heard him shout, shimmy like a sister kid. Oh, that's right. Well, she shakes like cheddar going on a plane. Heard somebody ask her mama last night. She said, why don't the boys treat that kid so nice? I know the boys in the neighborhood knew she could shimmy and it's understood. I may believe and we'll be up today. Shimmy like a sister kid. Oh, honey, shimmy like a sister kid.
Hey, that was brilliant. Love it. Isn't it nice to hear somebody that can actually play that banjo? We've got a band that live next door to us, and, you know, they're still sort of, they're still in training, I think.
Yeah.
Who's that young man? Is it your son, Dame Shirley, that plays the equivalent
the banjo?
Yeah.
Yes,
could you give Andrew some lessons?
It's gone 12 o'clock, isn't it? It's going to be horrible to me now.
How long have you been playing the, what was it, the banjo ukulele? How long have you been playing it?
About 7-8 years, I think, now.
Is it more difficult than an ordinary guitar?
It's just different. It's just a different style.
Because
guitar, you've got a lot of finger picking, whereas on here it's more rhythm.
Yeah.
So I just lended well to the rhythm, so it just suited me perfect.
I just love the sound of it. I think it's just got some of the happy-go-lucky sort of you know, stuff. I just think it's really good. So when you go out and play and bus, do you go by yourself? Do you take the girls with you?
Yeah, sometimes I go by myself. Sometimes I go with Jukebox Jazz. I like going as a trio because I just find it more fun. I always find it more fun with other people. I mean, I just go, you know, speak to other buskers and join in with them. Burn and, you know, anyone, you know, just go and join in with them as well. Just more fun. You know, with everyone else. But
Where can we see you on the island? Do you hang around what used to be Woolworths? Because there's an irritating bloke there that you do a lot of Simon and Garfunkel.
All over the place.
That's what Bernie Stiver's there now, isn't he?
Yeah. He's got his slot.
He's with his guitar. I know
he's
that
a little short bloke. Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like Simon and Garfunkel, doesn't he? He looks really small.
Yeah.
But we crossed the road. But I wouldn't cross the road if you were playing, because I love the sound. I think it's got a unique... I love it. I just think it's just a wonderful, happy sort of twang to it, if you're catching my drift.
Yeah. That's what I got it. It's great. Yeah, I love
so,
it.
So, and you travel up to London and do it. How were you received in London? Do they pickpocket you? is it like...
Still your case, yeah. That's Basel. It's been good. I've gone up sort of all over the place this year. There's a lady called Alison, and she sings with the Bunker Girls, and she's got a Twisted Tea Rooms event tent. She's been taking it around the place, and one of the highlights of this year was we went up to Waterloo train station in London and played with all the tannoys going off, but it was me with my banjolele and took it in turns playing and singing, and yeah. That was great fun, yeah.
That's what you take, your banjolele. You don't take a... Do you play guitar as well?
I've got a guitar, but I don't play it at all very much. I've got a banjo, which I'm learning more now. But it's a four-string one. It's a bit like the uke, but it's a different tuning, but it's pretty much...
Bit like the uke? What's he talking about?
it's four strings.
Technical. So how many... So it's a four on there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Four on there. Four, yeah. Is that easier with less strings? Would be for me.
Yeah.
One would be enough for me.
Yeah, we'll have to bring one in for you. You can give a tune every show, couldn't you?
Do you know what? I would love to be... I'm useless when it comes down to it. I've had a go at banging the drums. You know, in my own head, I'm a great drummer. But, you know, I am so envious of people that can play, instruments. And,
yeah, so am I.
So it is an incredible talent. So you just, you just picked it up and started playing.
Yeah, just from YouTube, just started looking up, and anything I thought of or anyone suggested, oh, that's a good one to learn, just look it up, see if I can do it. Just slow the video down, keep pausing and rewinding.
All right, so self-taught?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I mean, that's a lovely thing as well. You must have had it. No lessons from anybody?
I had about five on the guitar, but I didn't have anything on the ukulele or...
Did that stand you in good stead so you could learn the old...
It got me interested, I think. Yeah, it got me interested in it. Yeah. Because if I just had an instrument and then not been able to play it, not be able to play one song, I mean, it's pretty good. You just need someone that can show you one song that you can start off with, and then once you've got that one, and then you think, oh, that's good, now I can, get a bit more complicated and move it along and so have fun with it, and then...
Okay, I mean, it's a lovely thing, and I say what we're talking about an islander here that is talented. He's 18 years old, and I think you've been doing this for the last couple of years. I just think it's a lovely, lovely thing, and I think we ought to get behind and support people like yourself as much as we possibly can. Shirley's in a band that is in a combined age of about 500, and there's only about two of them in the band. There's about 590 odd, isn't there?
There's seven of them in the band.
Is there seven?
Because
a couple of them, because they're so old, they must have died or something, all washed up and all that.
You're talking about my husband again, aren't you?
Just a question for you, Shirley. I mean, your husband plays guitar.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what kind of guitar he plays?
No, electric.
Electric?
Yeah, and acoustic.
A rhythm guitar? You know, does he play bass?
No, he doesn't play bass.
Do you play anything?
No.
You don't play anything at all?
I'm not musical at all.
You don't get on stage and help out banging your bongos or something?
You cheeky devil. Look, it's gone 12 o'clock, isn't it?
you don't play... So I find it fascinating. I mean, I'm so, so envious of people that can play an instrument. And it's like, your son, Andrew, plays all sorts of instruments.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the other son? Darren? Does he play at all. Nothing at all?
No, he's like me.
So that's really strange. Are you a musical family?
No, just me.
Your mum joins in, doesn't
your
she?
Your mum joins in, yeah, with the skifflers, yeah.
With the skifflers.
What does she join in with?
A zobstick.
A what?
It's a sort of stick.
What's one of them?
It's basically a stick with bottle tops on.
Right.
And it rattles, yeah.
I've got to be honest with you, I reckon she spotted you making money and thinking, yeah. I can't really play a proper instrument, I'll make one up.
Well, the thing is, that was the idea of the Happy Skiffers, because we had a go at matching the combined
age
of your band.
Yeah.
Because we've got an 80-year-old on the...
You have,
on the waterbutt bass drum, which is his garden waterbutt, hacked in half with a broomstick and a string. Dum, 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 dum.
How brilliant is that?
And
Well, I know your band, he's got a bass, and he's got a packing box. It's like a packing box that he plays a bass on.
A T-chest. He plays the bass guitar as well, and this other one with the bass, what they used to do in the old days, wasn't it, the old days, with the skiffle.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of, yeah.
It's catching on, because there's another band called the Tea and Biscuit Boys.
They're in town, busking a lot.
Do you meet up at various gigs having the same sort of similar sort of sound?
I haven't with them. No, I have with all our stuff. With Jukebox. Yeah,
yeah,
I like to put some stuff together. I did one at the East Cows Town Hall, and I booked both just to do, thought it went well together, didn't
it?
Skipper
and
Jess.
Yeah, good night.
So how's it? You got two young girls in the band as well, and they were the original Jukebox Jazz with their dad, and you come along.
They weren't Jukebox Jazz with their dad. Jukebox Jazz was arranged for the three of us, because they went under another name when they were with Stuart at Postfest. I can't remember what that was.
Yes,
they won
did.
A competition. They entered
Band
on the Run in
Band
Newport,
on the Run.
And they went under another name, and I don't know what it is.
That's right. Yeah.
I'll tell you what it is, because I think we got some of their music, the original stuff that they did at Postfest. Because they did it. You're right. They won Band on the Run. There was two bands that won.
Yeah.
One of them
Somebody
I should remember.
Secret, was it? Something
it was
like that.
No, it was because we're going back a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah, it was a while.
And the other band were called Ian.
Oh, right,
that's
Ian.
Right. Yeah.
Easy to remember.
Yeah.
And if I'm just going to have a little search through our system. Just bear with me, and I'll find you some stuff. And I'm pretty sure it was something along the jazz, jukebox jazz, all about jazz or something. but we'll come back. Do you want to give us a song in the meantime while I'm trying to play?
Okay, go on.
Trying to find something. What's this one going to be then?
What should we do?
No, don't do that one.
Don't do that one. We'll do it Don't Mean a Thing. If it ain't got that swing.
Yeah.
If that rhythm's sweet or hot, just give that rhythm a thing you've got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Makes no difference if that rhythm's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what? Do what? Do what? Do what? Do what?
Hey!
Oh, lovely.
I'm still looking. I'm still looking for the other. You know, all I got is I think last year's. Some tracks from last year's. But I'm still looking. But I do you know what? I can't remember.
No.
I really can't. It's bugging me now because
not,
they did
not
a 20-minute
secret.
No, it wasn't. No, it was. It was on the jazz vein. It
oh
was,
right.
Because they did. They did. Oh crikey! What's that? Bring Me Sunshine.
That's right. We did Bring Me Sunshine.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So I can find that. It's. Let me just.
That seems a long time ago now.
Yeah.
it seems ages ago, to be honest. And I say it seems like a few weeks since the last one.
That was
one.
The first time I ever played with them. And after I met them up we put an ad out for ukulele players, and they came forward as ukulele players, and we met up, and it didn't work. And then I saw them invent a buskin, and I saw them with the brass. I was like, what's going on? As if, you know, as if you didn't tell me you played brass instruments, we could do jazz. We're like, what? I didn't even understand. So then that's when they invited me to join in with them at the Postfest, and that was... Yeah, so funny with Stuart.
They were busking in town together, weren't they, the girls?
Yeah.
You better just give them a mention, because we better get, because they've got names, haven't they?
Yeah, so. You've got Faye Williams and Daisy Woodley.
Yeah.
Mm. Obviously, yeah.
Daisy Woodley. Now, what is that name?
It's Stuart Woodley, you see. He plays the...
The bass.
The bass.
Does he teach, like, people to drive?
Yes, he does as well.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because he don't look the sort of person that you take sensibly and drive sensibly, do you?
He's a card. He's a character.
He is, I know.
He played with All Washed Up last year at the Postfest because our bass player couldn't turn up, and he was so funny.
He was like the laughing policeman.
He was laughing all the time.
All the way through. And I think he'd had a few
old, you know, what's it's before.
Oh, I think he's had more than that.
Because he was laying on the grass before they went on, and I says, come on, Stuart, you've got to get up.
The bar dry. should we play your track that I've got loads here, and I don't know what the actual tracks are called, so maybe you'll let us know what they're called, but just to give you a bit of a break and see what it sounds like with a bit of jazz as well. This is Jukebox Jazz then. That was last year at the Postfest 2014 with the two young ladies, and that was all jazz, all jazzed out, all jazzed up. It was a jukebox jazz.
Midnight in Moscow, that one. Halfway through the song, I was like, what's that song? What is it? I know we play it. Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, you know what it was now then?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit like Name That Tune.
I know, yeah.
I was trying to work it out. And so you got halfway through. I thought, yeah, I remember that now. So you must enjoy it, because you play with a smile on your face as well, don't you?
Yeah. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it. It's only because I love playing and, you know, entertaining now. It's just trying to have a laugh with it, because I never took myself seriously and I never wanted to be a singer as such. Faye and Daisy were like, we've got brass instruments in our mouths, you need to sing, you haven't got one. So
typical woman, that is. Bossy.
So that's basically where that came from. Yeah.
So when is your next gig? When can we next see you?
Saturday, we're playing at the Ventnor Winter Gardens.
Oh, right.
Sausage and Cider Festival. Not sure what time we're starting yet. Somewhere between 1 and 3. But
what is it? A sausage and cider festival?
Vegetable festival. Actually, I think it's a beer and cider one.
It's a beer and cider. Yeah, not sausage and cider.
Well, I get confused because we just did the Griffin.
You called it sausage.
Yeah. Sausage. Sorry, no. I get confused because we just did the Griffin.
Yeah,
this Saturday,
I saw
sausage
that.
And cider.
The Griffin, yeah.
It's beer and cider next Saturday.
Right.
I know.
He's laughing at me.
I don't know whether you know what you just said, but I'm not going to highlight it any more than that.
I said sausage and beer.
Yeah, I know. It's what else you said as well.
I did not.
She didn't realise what she'd said then. During the break, Dave Shirley, I'm going to explain. Okay, so there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acts out there that are local and extremely talented. So how do you all get on? Do you all sort of blend in?
Yeah.
I say it's the Isle of Wight's a small place.
It is a small place. Yeah,
there's so many bands.
Yeah, there's so many bands. We all get on, you know. There's not really anyone we don't get on with. It's just that because there's so many bands, there's always so much competition, you know. There's so many, you know, not as many venues that, you know.
No, because the pubs don't take the music so much now, do they, Mark?
No.
Because the pubs aren't doing so well as what they used to do. And I think it's the smoking ban that's stopped the people going in the pubs.
It's controversial, that is.
Yeah, but, you know, I think, you know, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And the pubs are closing, a lot of them.
Yeah, well, they're just not having music, are they? A lot of them.
Yeah,
just,
they can't
they're
afford
there, but they're not,
they can't
yeah.
afford it. Yeah, yeah.
All
there's
right.
certain ones that have got a, you know, always renowned for having live music, but then everyone's trying to get them.
So what would you do if you didn't do this? Because obviously you're doing it because you must be making a living out of it. Because your mum will want some keep, won't she?
Yeah.
Yeah,
unhappy mum right there. No, she's fine, yeah.
So how long does she say, yeah, okay, you can live in my house for X amount, but after that you've got to go and get yourself a proper job if it don't work out? Well, have you got a plan?
No.
I'm sure she has.
Simple answer, no.
You had a summer job, didn't
you,
Mark?
Yeah, I take jobs here and there, and I've done, I do barista working in a cafe and, you know, doing a coffee, or I worked in Next, you know, I just take little jobs here and there, but the music's what I really want to do, so I just, you know, the winter's always the hardest time because it's, you know, it all dies out with the season because the island's very much holiday makers, isn't it?
So what's the dream then? What do you want to do?
Well, just exactly what I'm doing now, really. Just keep playing. Just a few more gigs, you know.
Just looking for the next gig.
Yeah.
But then after a period of time, you think to yourself, right, okay, now we need to make some money out of it. Now we need to record something, maybe.
Yeah, we're just about to do that. We're going to do a CD. A little live CD of some of our music, because I thought it was quite sad we haven't done anything because we've been together for quite a while now and we've got our sets gone up to sort of, you know, 3 hours and that, and we still haven't got a recording. So other than what your lovely Vectis Radio recordings have done for us, but no, we're going to go and do some recording.
Do they come up to you, Mark, and say, have you got any CD, have you made a CD?
They have just started to,
yeah,
actually.
They do that to all washed up,
just,
yeah,
because you haven't got one either,
no,
have you?
No, we haven't, no.
You need to get one done as well. You get one, I'll get one.
Try and organise it.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, what we'll do is we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and I'll see if I can find some stuff that we had from a couple of years ago, which is incredible. But do you want to just play us out with a little song?
I'll give you the George Formby one because everyone always requests that, and it's the first one I ever learnt. So
okay,
we'll do that one.
Good luck.
Up the blinds when I'm cleaning windows. My profession, I work out. but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Than 18 when I'm cleaning windows. When I'm cleaning windows.
Hey!
Ooh, lovely.
It's 12:33. We'll be back in 2 ticks with Mark Thompson.
Thomas.
Thompson is the nursery.
That's your fault, that is. You were the one that said his name was Thompson.
All right, leave me alone now.
I'm just highlighting the fact that it should have been your mistake and not mine.
All right, then.
All right. We'll be back in 2 ticks with Mark Thomas.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Origins Theatre's new production presents Charles Dickens' Storyteller. We bring Charles Dickens back to life with a lookalike actor in period costume, reading extracts from his books, just as he used to do. It's the perfect addition to any event. A festival, a fete, a corporate event, a specially themed dinner at a pub or hotel. Find out more and book Charles Dickens for your event. Go to originstheatre.uk. That's www.originstheatre.uk.
Fretbuzz.net is the place to go for all the latest music reviews, photos and much more. Covering island bands to establish acts from across the globe, the guys at Fretbuzz will give their unique view on the music world. As well as music reviews from Fretbuzz, they now offer bands and musicians a range of promotional services from photo shoots, video show reels to advertising and pictures on the site. Fretbuzz caters for all budgets and requirements. Just call them on 07576 138337 today for more information. So whatever you're looking for, visit fret-buzz.net for all your music needs, or find them on Facebook by searching Fretbuzz Music Reviews.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's James Pickett from Arriton.
The setting up cost was reasonable. The people who came to do it came when they said they would, and did what they said they'd do. It's fast, and it's a revelation to someone who's had spent 10 years down a one megabit BT line.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240240.
WhiteFibre.com.
24-month contract required. Faster speeds available in all cabled areas.
Check out the Riverside Centre Carpentry Shop next door to Vectis Radio. Skilled craftsmen have a small shop that's set up to donate to the Riverside charity. The shop contains nest boxes, tables, garden furniture, wooden horses. Practically anything wooden can be made to order. The skilled craftsmen are down to earth and really friendly. So don't be shy. Come and see them here at the Riverside Centre in Newport.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's John Willison from Cowes.
The best thing about White Fibre is their speed of response. And you're actually talking to a human being who you know is local. It's not transferred over to India or Scotland. It's a local person.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240240.
WhiteFibre.com.
24-month contract required. Faster speeds available in all cabled areas.
Hello there, I'm Andy from Hamilton's Fine Foods, and I'd like to introduce you to some of the new things that are happening in Hamilton's. Our newest venture is our new shop in Dodner Industrial Estate, where we have available hot sausage rolls, hot coffee, hot pies, and all sorts of other things for your lunch. We're open from 10 till 4 daily. If you're working in and around Dodner Industrial Estate, please call in.
Hamilton's Fine Foods. You'll find them on Daish Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
Hi, I'm Maggie Curry, established freelance coach. My work impacts lives and is a catalyst for life-changing experiences. I work with clients to encourage them to step out of their comfort zone, rediscover passions and be themselves. calm and in control of my own life, I have more than a decade's experience in coaching and will help you build the foundations for your future. Get in touch today to find out how my inspirational coaching can transform first you and then your life. Contact me via my website, www.maggiecurry.co.uk, or through the Vectis Radio website.
Hi, this is Debs, dishing up a whole menu of subjects and nibbly bits.
Hi, I'm Liz. You can listen to us between 1 and 4 some Thursdays. I'm not here every time. I'm the Enigma, the truthful estate agent. Watch this space.
Sofa chat, music, madness, mayhem. Join Ladies Late Lunch on Thursday, 1 till 4. See you soon.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666, or add us on Skype. It's vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
Now, it's 21 minutes away from 1 o'clock. Dame Shirley is celebrating her birthday today, and she is... can we say how old you are? I know we've said it already.
I
but
know you
said,
have.
Can you stop saying how old I am?
No, I don't mind.
Because you're I've got to be honest with you. You're a game old bird. If you don't mind me saying so, you like a laugh, don't you? You're not one of these stick in the mud old people, and
no.
You know. But you do like a laugh, which I think is really nice. Now we've had some birthday requests. What we're asking, so get ready, Mark. We're going to ask you what's in your wardrobe in a minute. All right, for a bit of fun, we're asking. It's Dame Shirley's birthday today. Please put a message below, and she's also asking the question, what's the oldest thing you've got in your wardrobe? It's for the show, because we is live, and just gives you all the details about to listen to us. The Bridgestocks have been in touch. You know the Bridgestocks?
Oh, yes, of course I do, yes.
They're lovely. He's batting way above his weight, isn't he? I mean, she's a lovely, attractive lady.
Oh, he's
lady.
Nice as well. I like
he's
him.
He's a lovely bloke, yeah. But, you know, she looks a lot younger and a lot...
Yeah, I know, but I
lovely.
Like him.
Anyway, they say, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dame Shirley. Happy birthday to you. Have a lovely day with a big kiss as
oh,
well.
Oh, that's nice.
And they've sent you a birthday cake as well. Only a picture of it. Harry Steed, any relation?
Well, he could be. Could be one of my grandchildren.
You're a lazy git, Harry Steed, because all you've done is put HB. Can't be bothered on happy birthday.
Really?
Just HB.
Is he really?
That's all he's done.
That's a bit of kiss there.
No kiss
no,
either.
That's no good.
No. Joyce Salter, Dame Shirley, ? You're supposed to wish her a happy birthday, not question her. And David Nove, he's been in touch
David.
As well. David is a lovely fella.
Yeah.
You last saw David about 3 years ago when he left Vectis Radio.
Yeah.
And you said to him, or he said to you...
I said, we'll I'll see you up there.
See you up there. Meaning you'll never see him again. And because you're of a certain age, the only time you're going to see her is up there. But,
that's right.
You know, you're both still going strong. That's nice to know. But David Nove, now living in Derby, has got in touch. Say happy birthday to you. Hi, who's this on the end of the telephone?
Are you there? Are you there?
That sounds like...
Are you there, the woman with the purple hair?
could you just do that again, and maybe we'll get some ukulele banjo-y type thing behind it? There you go.
Are you there? Are you there? Are you there, the woman with the purple hair?
All right.
I am here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It's very posh, isn't it?
Happy birthday, dear Shirley.
Dame Shirley.
Dame Shirley.
Is it Arthur or is it Keith?
Lady Shirley. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. That was lovely.
Are you still there, or you passed out? Because you were all the Hello?
Are you there?
Is there anybody there? Happy birthday, Cheryl.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Never believe you were 75 today.
Oh,
sorry, have I got it wrong?
Yes, you have.
Oldest thing in my wardrobe.
Yeah.
1973, sawn off denim jacket.
I was going to say a sawn-off shotgun.
I was going to say a gun then.
But I was a biker.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So 1973. Two
badges on. It's still in one piece. Hasn't fallen apart yet.
Do you ever get it out?
Oils on it.
Yeah, do you ever get it out? Look at it.
Oh, occasionally, yeah, but don't tell you, always put it away.
Boom, sorry? Boom.
I'm boom, sorry, boom. I think I asked the wrong question.
Does it still fit?
Does it still fit?
Yeah.
If she lets me, yeah.
Does it? What's stuck in your wardrobe? Does it still fit?
Yeah.
It does. It, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So you've always been a big boy then?
I so don't tell me, yeah. It goes from bad to worse, from bad to worse, doesn't it?
Dreadful.
It goes from bad to worse.
All right. What do you reckon of our banjo playing in the studio today?
Very good.
Don't you think this sound is going to catch on? Because I think it's just... I know it's going back to, certain times, but it just goes to show that music nowadays, it's kind of run out of going forward, and it's almost like going back and recapturing some of the stuff that we've done in the past, isn't it?
It's like, I suspect the guy there's heard of Hayseed Dixie, isn't he?
I don't know, he's only a youngster.
Has he asked me if he's heard of Hayseed Dixie?
Hayseed Dixie?
No, I haven't, no.
Haven't you? No. Check him out on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What they do is they play banjos, violins, sort of acoustic music like that, but it's all in the vein of AC/DC and that sort of thing.
Oh, right. Genius. Yeah. I love all that. When somebody's put their own kind of spin on it and, just take... And I say, there's so much talent here on the island. And I
think they're American, Ian. They come over here, at least two or three times a year.
All right. The name rings a bell.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah.
I expect they've played at festival.
Yeah, I don't know where I know them from, but I certainly know them from somewhere.
H-A-Y-S-E-E-D, Hayseed, then Dixie, D-I-X-I-E.
All right. Do you know what? It's really strange that one of my favourite bands, Squeeze, greatest band in the whole wide world, bar none, okay, they were on Jules Holland last week, and they played a couple of songs. And one of the songs, they had the lead singer, Glenn Tilbrook, he was actually playing one of those funny little things that you got there, that ukulele banjo type thing. Yeah, no, just so...
Is it the British Ukulele Orchestra? Have they heard of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're very good.
Keep missing a chance to see them, but yeah.
Yeah, they've made it big time. Well, I say big time, they're progressing well.
No, good on them.
Yeah, don't
good
give up. Them. Never give up, mate.
Do you play in a band, Keith? I know you're the singer, but do you actually play an instrument?
No.
Do you wish you did?
I wish I... Well, I used to play the trombone when I was a kid at school.
There you go.
But I wish I took up keyboards.
Yeah.
It's never too late, Keith.
Never too late.
I'm sure Shirley could sort out some bongos for you.
Bongos?
Yes. Stop it, Mark.
I was going to ask you if you had, pianist... pianist fingers, but I know what's going to happen.
Pianist fingers?
Pianist... yeah, Elton John fingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, thanks for being here.
I'll tell you, I can't believe this. It's only Monday. Anyway, Shirley, you have a good day, love.
Thank you very much.
Love you the bits. Look after yourself.
Thank you.
Bless
thank
you, Keith.
See you later, Ian.
Thanks, Keith. Bye. Cheers, mate. Bye. Okay then, that was you ought to get in touch with Keith, and you probably perhaps form your own little band there if he plays his little trombone as well. You have a special guest.
Yeah,
how brilliant would that be? Having a trombone in the band as well. Do their girls? They play trombone.
Yeah, she's got a trombone.
What do they play? What other blowy things do they? Don't start her off. Don't start her off.
Now we got tuba, tuba, trombone, trumpet, cornet, and
I like cornets.
Now, my dad, when we tracked him down, he was a band leader in the army, right? And he used to play, stop it, the French horn.
Yeah.
That's that one where they wrap around yourself, isn't it? Is it that one?
Is it?
Yeah, big old thing.
Stuart Woodley plays one of those.
Does he?
That was a sousaphone that went round you.
Well, Stuart plays one that he wraps around him, doesn't he?
Yeah, a big old French horn he used to play. He used to do the thing with a stick as well, like count you in and do all of that
at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He multi-talented. I don't know where I got it from. Hi, who's this?
Good afternoon.
It sounds like our old uncle Arthur.
It does.
Can't hear.
Do you know what? Do you know what the oldest thing in Shirley's wardrobe is? Mick.
You wait till I tell him.
by a long way.
You know what I found in my wardrobe?
Not
well,
Mick.
It's not in there anymore.
Mick.
I found my old sheepskin coat I bought when I was about 17.
Wow.
Yeah. It still fits me.
No, it won't. Of course it doesn't, Arthur.
Do you know what? Seriously speaking, right, you'll love this one. When I met the lady that's my wife now, first off, we used to have pennies as currency then.
Yeah.
Put a penny in the cuff of my coat. Yeah?
Yeah.
And
it was still in there.
Wow.
All these years later.
Crikey.
So if Kim wants to spend a penny, you're all right.
Well, that's kind of like the idea of it, really.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. Well, I reckon I could probably get in it.
Yeah, but you couldn't do it up, no, could you?
So that's the oldest thing you've got in your wardrobe?
Yeah.
Okay. So did we say how old it was? What year?
Let's just point you in the direction of somewhere around about 1970.
Blimey.
Crikey.
Wow.
1973, I would have been 8. Good grief.
Shirley would have been about 30.
I would have been minus 23.
Yeah. Shirley would have been about 30, you say. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you were going to be nice to me today.
Why try to change over a lifetime?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Right. So, I mean, you are Mr. Postfest, you know.
No, I just live here.
Well, yeah, but it's your land. It's your land.
It's your garden.
Get off my land.
How great is it that we've got so much talent? Obviously, you've been listening along. We've got Mark, who's from Jukebox
he's
Jazz.
He's great.
He is. He's lovely. That's the first time we've met, isn't it?
We saw him up in Cowes at Band on the Run up there, playing out in the street. With a load of other people, and he just makes you laugh.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a smile on his face, isn't it?
Yeah,
always there.
Yeah. I wasn't totally sure about the girls. When I thought they're never going to play them brass instruments,
oh.
And it was like a bit of a George Chisholm. Oh, blimey, you know. To be honest, it's very unusual, apart from the Ohms, to see ladies playing brass instruments.
Yeah.
You know. And I mean, why not? I mean, you know, blokes are always blowing their own trumpets.
We found the level.
I love stuff like that. And the thing is, it might be all old hat to a lot of people these days, but that sort of music, it's never going to go away.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But what's really nice about it is Mark's only 18. Yeah. And here he is, he's into it, and you just wouldn't have it, you know, it's kind of, you think that it's, I don't know, old, not old people's music, because it certainly isn't. I think music, it's just proven the point that music is universal.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful thing that an 18-year-old has been given this talent, somebody's passed him the ball, and he's, like, grabbed hold of it, and he's, like, revitalised that style of music. And what's lovely is that you've got bands like All Washed Up, you've got the Happy Skifflers, which is another band that Mark's in, you've got the Tea and Biscuit Boys as well. And they're all on the Isle of Wight doing all this stuff, and other people are doing it as well.
Honestly think, by the time he gets to your age or Shirley's age, anybody's going to know who Kanye West was?
Yeah.
Who's that?
By the time he could be president of the United States,
or even Beyonce, whatever her name is, or Bonsi.
Beyonce.
she'll be slowly roasting in all that plastic, won't she, by the time she's 60? She'll be well and truly broiled by then, won't she?
Can I put you on the spot, Arthur?
Go on, put me on the spot.
Have you got a little ditty for Shell on her birthday?
I've already sent it to you.
Oh, I haven't.
Oh,
I had to turn my phone off.
Oh.
I've got a little ditty on there, have I?
Well.
Oh, no, I've got it. Do you want to...
Do you want to read it out?
Do you want...
Is it too bad to read out?
No,
it's all right.
Quite pleasant.
Puzzled
face.
I've got it now in front of me. Do you want to read it out? Do you want me to?
No. I'll put the phone there and let you read it out.
Oh, right.
Oh, dear.
I'll be out here and shout from here.
Yeah.
Right. See you later.
Nice to talk to you, Arthur.
See you later.
See you later. Bye. Okay, so this is from Arthur then. Today is Dame Shirley's birthday. She's one of the 20-year-old swingers Her age is actually 85. She can only count on her fingers.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh. I was waiting for some more to come.
I can tell you that Arthur's never had that comment said before. Is that it?
That's not very long, Arthur.
You've always got to bring it down to your level.
Well, you should send us long ones.
So other people sending you a birthday request. Bex, and also she says, in my wardrobe is my lover.
Oh, not the bank manager.
There's a couple more messages coming as well. Amanda Shirley from Norwich, she says, happy birthday, Shirley, and there's a kiss there as well.
Oh,
so
thank you, Amanda.
Have yourself a lovely day. Look, we're kind of running out of time. So I think it's about time we had another song.
You want another song?
Yeah.
Oh,
can we pick a song?
Yeah.
Can we do something modern? Do something. I'd love to hear something modern, you know, but like in the style that you're doing, you know, old school, if you like. So, go on, something modern.
It's not in my dictionary there.
Oh, okay. Which is lovely to hear from an 18-year-old.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey? So, something modern. Can you do something?
No.
Right. Absolutely point blank refuses. No. All right. Well, over to you. Do what you like. It's your show. You want to sit here as well.
Sweet Georgia Brown. We said to left feet, but also need a hand. Sweet Georgia Brown. They were sighing, want to die for sweet Georgia Brown. I told you why, you know I don't lie. Not much, and it's been said she knocks in Dublin. She lands in town. Since she came, well, it's shame that she's cooling down. Fellas, tip your hat. So boy, hoops a cat. Say, who's that, mister? It's a sister, sweet Georgia Brown. Shade on sweet Georgia Brown. And two left feet, but also need a sweet Georgia Brown. They were sighing, wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. Well, I told you why, you know I don't lie. Not much, and it's been said she knocks and dip when she lands in town. Since she came, it's a shame that she's going down. Fellas, tip your hats. Oh boy, who's a cat? Who's that, mister? It's a sister, sweet Georgia Brown. Said, who's that, mister? It's a sister, sweet Georgia Brown.
Woohoo!
Hey, smashing!
Yeah, that was. You're getting better, aren't you? okay, so when can we next see you? Said somewhere locally.
The Ventnor Winter Gardens on Saturday.
Okay, do we have to pay for that?
No.
Okay,
no,
so you can just turn up.
Yeah.
Just turn up. Okay.
Just turn up.
And you got the young ladies with you as well?
Yep.
So you'll
be
a full band?
Yep.
Okay. And when are you next, when you go busking next, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go?
Oh, I don't know. I never know. I'll just pick on the day.
You just
wherever the clouds aren't. That's where.
Yeah. So it's literally just that.
I've been riding Newport this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. And then just wherever. If it's sunny, then I'm out. If it's.
Taxman, though, does he?
Yeah, he does actually. Yeah.
Oh, Ian.
Well, if I don't ask, someone else is gonna. You're better off as me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, no, good, because you've made a living out of it, and good for you. And I think it's a wonderful thing, and good luck to you. I know you're only 18, but you've been doing it a long time now. Because I say you've been together with the band for the last 2-3 years, haven't you?
Yeah.
So I just think it's wonderful. I really do. I wish you all the luck in the world, because I think it's just nice when you get young people that are talented that go and do something off the wall a little bit, because it is, you know, musically off the wall. But to go around busking, I mean, you know, you've got to have a bit of courage and a bit about you. So good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for taking the time out of trouble. Now you're celebrating a birthday, so I just want to wish you it's all right if I just wish Shirley a few messages here. There's Shirley Steed, happy birthday, that's love from Mark Petty. Penny Mills, Mark. Lovely Penny's been in touch. Happy birthday. I hope Mr. Max baked you a cake. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No.
Happy birthday, Shirley. That's from Christine Faulkner and Jill Buck. Is that your sister? Mm. Happy birthday, Shirley. Sounds like, yeah, have a lovely day planned. Thanks for yesterday. It was a lovely birthday party with lovely people. Did you get an invite?
No,
I never got one either.
No, Ian, it was family only yesterday, I told you.
Yeah, but you said you don't like your family.
Oh, no, I did not.
Have a cracking day. That's from Marco. Jackie Bennett says, happy birthday, Shirley. Have a great day. As does Samara Glover and Vicky Snow and also Kim Philby as well. Many happy returns a day. I hope your new year brings you everything that you wish for. Happy birthday, Dame Cheryl. That's from Maxine. And also Annette, that's your daughter-in-law. Have a wonderful day. Janice Morey says, happy birthday. Have a lovely day. As does Stuart Woodley, who you know because his daughter, one of the daughters, is in your band. Is that right? Happy birthday, Dame Shirley. Love and hugs from the Woodleys of West Street. never go down there after dark.
No.
And also Amy Gray has been in touch as well. Happy birthday, Shirley. Sending you lots of love on your special day, as does Linda Coombs and Caroline Barnett as well. Have a lovely, lovely day, Dame Shirley. Mm. And
thank you to everybody.
Obviously, we gave you that nickname, Dame Shirley.
I know you did.
And it's stuck.
It's you that started it.
Mm. Yeah, no, well, you know, I'm glad. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for being. Have a lovely day. I know you're going out with some super duper people later on.
Well, some friends of ours. Yeah. Whether they're super duper, I don't know.
Well, they'll have to come.
Oh, you're yeah.
And thank you, Mark, coming in. And we'll hopefully see you again soon.
Thank you. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
Brilliant. Thank you.